survey, 73% of unvaccinated Americans unwilling to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. By Hannah Blow on April 26, 2021. Nearly three-quarters of unvaccinated Americans are unwilling to receive the Johnson & Johnson J&J vaccine following U.S. health agencies calling for a pause in its distribution last week over concerns of blood clots. A Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday showed. The survey, taken April 18 to 21, 2021, among 1,007 U.S. adults, reveals lingering hesitancy around the controversial Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Despite the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommending immunizations resume. According to the survey, just 46% think it's very or somewhat safe, compared with more than 7 in 10 for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Nearly three-quarters, or 73%, of those who have yet to be vaccinated said they were unwilling to accept a J&J shot. Overall, nearly a quarter of Americans, 24%, said they are disinclined to get any vaccine. Similarly, an NBC News poll released Sunday showed about a quarter of Republicans indicating that they will never get vaccinated. The J&J situation did not help. A quarter of unvaccinated adults say the halt in its distribution made them less inclined to get vaccinated, including similar shares of those likely and unlikely to get a shot. It's possible, though not provable, that hesitancy may have eased further had that problem not arisen. The survey follows federal health agencies asking for an immediate pause on the vaccine last week following reports of few patients developing rare conditions involving blood clots. However, over the weekend, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice approved the recommendation to resume the use of the vaccine, and the CDC formally acted on the guidance on Sunday. CDC and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recommend use of Johnson & Johnson's Janssen, J&J/Janssen, COVID-19 vaccine resume in the United States. After a temporary pause, the April 25 announcement read. Per the CDC, reports of adverse events following the use of J&J/Janssen vaccine suggest an increased risk of a rare adverse event called thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS. Nearly all reports of this serious condition, which involves blood clots with low platelets, have been in adult women younger than 50 years old. A review of all available data at this time shows that the J&J/Janssen COVID-19 vaccine's known and potential benefits outweigh its known and potential risks. However, women younger than 50 years old should be aware of the rare but increased risk of this adverse event and that there are other COVID-19 vaccine options available for which this risk has not been seen. Over 8 million people in the U.S. are fully vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, according to the CDC.